Finally, where a person dies without having made a valid will, they are said to have died intestate. In this case, personal representatives of the deceased are appointed by the courts to deal with the administration of the estate. Such representatives are called administrators. The administrators will obtain letters of administration and will distribute the estate according to the rules laid out in the Administration of Estates Act of 1925. The way an estate is distributed under the intestacy rules depends on whether the deceased left a surviving spouse. If the deceased left a surviving spouse but no issue, i.e. children or grandchildren, and no relatives, siblings or parents, the whole of the estate passes to the spouse. If the deceased dies, leaving a surviving spouse and issue, the surviving spouse receives the personal chattels, a fixed sum of £250,000, and a life interest in 50% of the residue. The issue receive 50% of the residue absolutely, and an interest in the remainder, i.e. a right to capital, once the surviving spouse dies. If the deceased leaves a surviving spouse, no issue but close relatives, for example brothers or sisters, the position is similar, except that the spouse receives a fixed sum of £450,000 plus the chattels and an interest in half of the residue. If there is no surviving spouse, the estate passes to the nearest group of relatives in the order as per your screen. If there is no spouse and no relatives, the estate passes to the Crown. There is one practice question to complete this session. We start with the calculation of the gain on the sale of the ABC PLC shares. Sale proceeds are £80,000. The shares were worth £90,000 at the date of death. A deduction can also be made for costs of obtaining probate. Actual costs were £700. As the gross estate is £225,000, under SP2 of 2004, the scale deduction is 1% of the probate value of the assets sold. The scale deduction is therefore £900, giving an allowable loss of £10,900. The DEF Trading Limited shares were sold for £150,000. Probate value was £85,000. The costs of obtaining probate in respect of these shares was £925. In this instance, we can take a deduction for the actual costs, as these are greater than 1% of the probate value. From the chargeable gains of £53,175, we deduct the executor's annual exemption of £10,100. Taxable gains are £43,075, which we tax at 28% to give capital gains tax of £12,061. This completes this session on the taxation of estates in the course of administration.